Yeah, Roger that. Well, the last thing on the home light saw is, yeah, it's aluminum. The case is aluminum. These are the little guys. They're just, they're all red, and they say XL on the pole starter. XL1, XL2. Yeah, I think you're talking about thumb saws. Probably from the late 70s, up to the mid 80s or something. I can't date them. But just a 16-inch bar, and the cool thing about them, I love about them is, you know, you got to do any work to them, the motor's got to come out of the case, but it's only four screws. You disconnect the kill wire, it unplugs, you take the spark plug out, and you undo these four screws, two on top, two on the bottom, slide the motor out of the case. You can do whatever the hell you want, slide the motor back in, put the four screws back in, hook up the kill wire and your fuel line and oil line and have at it, you know. But, yeah, I still have that saw. But I remember when I first got it from him, I brought it home. The next day I went out there, I wanted to hear it run. I put some gas in it, man, and I went to pull it, and it had so much compression. This little saw, it's a little, you know, little saw. It had so much compression, I had to put it on the floor and put my foot through the tip of my foot through the handle where it goes down to the bottom of the saw and pull it, you know, and one hand on the, it didn't have chain brakes, and that was before chain brake and stuff, but you had that grab bar there, and I'd have to hold it down with that grab bar and start, man, that thing was nasty, and I put a bar on it one time, and I ran it for a little bit, and boy, that thing was a screamer. It hasn't been started in years, man. I still have it out here in the garage in one of my boxes with no bar on it. And it hasn't been started in years. Gas is all drained out. As for your blower, as long as you ain't got none of that ethanol in there, as long as you ain't running ethanol through it, it probably will. If you say 2 years, it'll probably turn over and run.
You know, there's probably the standard gas in it that I used last. You know, what do you get? You got 10% ethanol. But there was a time, you know, a few years back, not that long ago, I would purposely drive to was it Southfield Road and I can't remember now. And they had ethanol free. It was one of the only places you could get it. Now I'm seeing this new sheet, these gas stations coming up. They're going to offer it. They're going to have ethanol free.